Monday night, Mishnah Berurah Shir. We're holding in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and we're up to Se'if Beis of Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. Before we go on to Se'if Beis, there were a number of questions raised on Se'if Aleph, and I was mavar the shilas in a backhanded way. What do I mean? I looked around. From the fact that no one says anything, I am forced to conclude that the dinam of Se'if Aleph certainly applies to Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha also. Since no one says anything, and there's no reason why not logically, we had a tzad that the laning of Shabbos is more chomer. So if we would be told that it's only Shabbos, we would say, okay, it's not illogical. It's possible that it's only Shabbos. But since no one says it, so there's no reason to think so. And the Mishnah Berurah mentioning that Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum serves in place of the preparation that you need, so okay, for Shabbos, and for Monday and Thursday it doesn't. That's all.
Or what? Have you done it?
Yeah. Okay, so that was the question. What?
Preparation
is necessary even to read quietly if nobody hears it. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a chumrah, he calls it, it's a lechatchila. Mitzvah and Amufchar, he calls it. Mitzvah and Amufchar. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions no one in the world does that. So, for what that's worth.
But what? Prepare?
No one in the world nowadays prepares laning. Private people. No, private people, not the Balkari. The Balkari is full mechuyiv to Alpidin. But private people. I was watching Balkari on Sarotskin today by davening. And so I see, I don't know if he was doing it to Dafka or. I don't know if he was doing it in fulfillment of the halacha or he was doing it as a practical matter, but he quickly looked into the siddur and prepared Kohen, and then between Kohen and Levi he prepared Levi, and then between Levi and Yisrael he prepared Yisrael. So could be he was like makbid to do that. He didn't really feel he had to, but he was doing it to fulfill this halacha. Yeah. So this halacha is a real halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, I mentioned that the Chazal have a machlekes tanoim. The medrash tanchumas that we have has a machlekes amoirom if it's two or four times, and that makes the Shulchan Aruch a little funny by saying two or three. We have a machlekes tanoim, two or four, but apparently the Rambam paskins four. I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan paskins four. He apparently had a girsa only of four. He didn't have the girsa of two, and as I said, okay. Let's go on to Siv Beis. It's really a din. It's a din. You have to do it. The Mechaber's lashon is, you don't get an aliyah. And the Baal Kuri has to do it. It's really b'di'evad. It's b'di'evad. B'di'evad if there's no Baal Kuri, if no one prepared, or if the Baal Kuri didn't prepare. So what are you going to do? But it's wrong. It's wrong if the Baal Kuri didn't prepare a minimum of two times. Probably, perhaps even three, and maybe even four. But certainly a minimum of two times he should prepare. And I could see Bali Karim, I don't know, people who are blamed. Like two come to mind. No, I wonder, it's not for me, I'm not crazy, they don't prepare. A Mayor Pagro, and I have a Balkari on Sarotskin also that's laning for countless decades, and he just knows it like the back of his hand. He probably wonders if he has to prepare, Mishenir de Likros, or a mayor, I think, chazes like every 30 days, called a terakula or something like that. So he just has in mind that he's preparing, that's all. When he gets up to that parish in the Torah, so he has in mind he's preparing the laning, that's all. That'll be the Eitzah.
It's not that he has a good Nikara.
Yeah, right. Siv Beis, Mishenir de Likros. We really learned Siv Beis, but we didn't learn Mishnah Berurah. And then Mishena de Alikros, someone who can't read from the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. Tzorech Limchos B'yodah Shloyalu the Sefer Torah. First of all, everybody calm down. The Ramah is going to say in Siv Gimel that nowadays, at the end of Siv Gimel, the Ramah is going to say that we're very, very, very makil in this nowadays, and we even allow a blind person to get an aliyah. The lumdus of what's going on is that it's not just, okay, what can you do? Although that might be the impetus of it, but what the Rama is doing is he's being soimich that the Balkore is laning is motzi everyone, and it's motzi the person that got the aliyah too, shemeya ka'one. So ultimately it's saying that the person that got the aliyah doesn't have to read, that the kiyum of the inyan of getting an aliyah and reading is done for him by the Balkore with shemeya ka'one. That would be like the lundus of the total kula of the Rama, even allowing a summa to get an aliyah, a blind person, or an amoretz that can't read mitoch haksav. Maybe he can read it bialpeh, mumbling after the balkore, but certainly not in a way that would be the point of the aliyah. Whether in the achronim explain the mechaber shita, really, they say, why don't you say shemeya ka'oneh? Why does the mechaber not just accept shemeya ka'oneh and allow the balkore to read? And so the reason is because the Achronim explained that the Mechaber holds there was a takana of seven aliyahs, and there was a takana that each person has to read for himself, and that was the takana, that's the structure of the takana. So the structure of the takana really negates and is doche the inyan of Shemeya Ka'oneh, because you want seven aliyahs. And an aliyah really means that the guy that got the aliyah is reading. The aliyah is not the brachas. The aliyah is the reading. So the whole structure of seven would not allow really for Shemeya Ka'oneh, which is why the Mechaber holds it doesn't exist. Others come with a shtickel lomdish point, which is a famous point in every Shemeya Ka'oneh, probably Rav Barak Safar gave shir on it. It's a famous thing whether dikdukim in Kriya could be fulfilled through Shemeya Ka'oneh. For example, there's a famous Rogachava that if you need kol rom, if you need a loud voice, if there's a specific din to say something in a loud voice, so Shemeya Ka'oneh doesn't give you the quality of a loud voice. It's such a Rogachava. Anyway, so some say that mitoch haksav, right, so mitoch haksav, the fact that you have to read it, but that's not even true, because by Megillah, Shemeya Ka'oneh gives you the Milo Mitoch Haksav. So that can't even be true.
Doesn't
by Megillah.
Shema.
What?
Doesn't give you the Shema.
Yeah, okay. Right. According to those that hold like that. Others don't hold it a whole business, and they say it certainly does. B'chulu. Okay, so that's why the Mechaber says in Siv Beis that Mishena de Alikros, and that means, of course, Mitoch Haksav. Not only that, but it even means l'chatchila, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that he can't even like pick up from the Balkore and like read it mitoch haksav sort of after the Balkore does. L'chatchila, he shouldn't be getting the aliyah. You give it to someone who mamish could read mitoch haksav, not this like half-baked reading mitoch haksav. So you don't give him an aliyah, the Mechaber says. But if you have no eitzah, then tzrichim l'zesh and yudei likros l'fishukayin alevi, then shemacher zulosso. So then we allow the half-baked kriya mitoch haksav, I call it. Im kshayikol ha'shliach tziva mila b'mila yudei ala'imra v'lekroisim en haksav, yochol la'alos v'yim lav lo yala. Now what's wrong with this, you have to wonder. Well, what's wrong? What's wrong? So I think that the only... knows what's wrong with the half-baked Kriya Mitoch Haksav? Like, what do we care if he prepared yesterday or if he prepared 0.50 seconds ago? So I guess the answer is that we're afraid that he's not really reading Mitoch Haksav. He's really just saying it. He's not really reading it. It's not so easy to read. I happen to be personally choshesh 90% of all Balkarim not to be reading Mitoch Haksav. To me, reading Mitoch Haksav means you have to see the word on the parchment and read like off of the parchment. And I'm convinced that 90% of Balkarim read what they expect it to say. And then they look at the word as they're reading it Ba'al Peh. It's very hard to read Mitoch Haksav. Anybody that... what? That's not necessarily a raya. The raya is the speed. The speed at which most Balei Karim go, I think, renders it physically impossible to be Kori Mitoch Haksav. Kori Mitoch Haksav means, mamish, you have to look at the word and read it off, like you read off a teleprompter, right? You read off of the parchment. It takes time. You can't do that. If you basically know it by heart, you read the word as you're seeing it. And Nira Lanias Daiti, reading the word as you're seeing it, is reading it by Al-Peh. The fact that you happen to be looking at the word at the same time that you're saying the word is not Kriya Mitoch Hektav. That's my personal thing. That's my personal thing. I have this personal... Don't ask me what about me when I lame, please. I don't allow personal questions. And you do your best, but I can't imagine. Otherwise, laning would be much slow. It would be slow. It would just be very... It would be slower than anybody would be able to stand. Now, it could be in Lomdus I'm not right, but I think I am. I'm convinced I am. That if you say a word as you're looking at it, that's not Kriya Mitoch Haksav. That's Kriya Baal Peh, and simultaneously you're looking at the word. Kriya Mitoch Haksav means, like I say, you're reading off. You're reading off of the parchment. I don't think even when they change lines, it's not possible to go that fast the way they go. You don't hear... If they were really reading Haksav, you would know when they went to the next line. You would be able to tell that they went to the next line. The eye has to go from the end of one line to the beginning of another line. It takes time. You would hear it. If you would be listening, you would be, oh, he went to the next line, which doesn't happen, I'm sorry to say. So, okay, that's one of my pet peeves. And, I don't know, that's it. Okay, anyway, but that's what I think is shot here. You say, what's wrong with not allowing the half-baked Kriya Mitoch Haksav if he's repeating it after the Balkare? The answer is we're afraid that he's not really reading Mitoch Haksav. He's just saying the words as he's looking. That's why we try to avoid it, and the Mechaber only allows it if there's no choice because there's no other kohen. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it would have to be so machmir. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Dalad is Sarach Limchos. If you can't read Mitoch Haksav, even on your own, Mitoch Divrei Mechaber Mukhak, you see that the Mechaber holds that even if you could read with the Shliach Tzibur Mitoch Haksav, what I'm calling half-baked Mitoch Haksav, Gamken Ein Likroso, only if you don't have a choice. Kimish Yachalikol Yachar, you can call someone else. Avol Midivrei Hatur Lekamim Bzeh Mekuf Memalo Vachay Mitshubas Arash Shubas Shama Deis Yosef Mashma Deyesh Lahokel Bzeh. But you don't have to be so stringent as the Mechaber. To us, this is all basically not Nogeya, because we're so Mekil, we're Mekil like the Ramah. That the guy that got the Aliyah, b'di'evid, at least doesn't have to read Mitoch Haksav at all. Because the Valkyrie is doing it for you. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, so he says you can be Mekil to give an Aliyah l'chatchila to someone who's going to read it Mitoch Haksav following the Chazan, which I think most of us, I think 90% of people do that, at best. If they're already reading Mitoch Haksav, they're just following the Chazan's lead, the Valkyrie's lead. They don't know. They don't know the words. They wouldn't know where to stop, where to start. They would botch up 9/10 of the words. And if anything, at best, they're following the Valkyrie. So, but the Mishnah Berurah does say that the Torah is makel that you can give such a person the Chatzilah. And then he says, and especially according to the Ramah and Siv Gimel, so what are you going to be machmer for? The Ramah is like way more makel than that even. And we follow the Ramah's lead in being Mekel. So, boy, you could say, lechatchila, like you want to have like a real frumi minion, so you can advertise. We only give aliyahs to people who could read Mitoch Haksav without being prompted by the Baal Kori. But then you're not going to have a minion. V'yim lav yaleh. What?
Reading before the Baal Kori?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, since you're not reading anyway out loud. In fact, it proves that you're reading Mitoch Haksav not being prompted by the Chazan. Sifkotan Hey, that if you can't even read it Mitoch Haksav being prompted by the Chazan, then Lo Yala, you can't get an Aliyah. Then for sure you can get an Aliyah, even if you're only the only kohen in the place. If you should also lick us, if you go to Haksav. But we'll see in the Ramah that we're Mekil, and again, the Pshat Mekil is that we're Soymich, that the Kriya of the Baal Kore is what does it, and he's certainly reading Mitoch Aksav, hopefully. Sif Gimel.
Which party rely on?
What do you mean by that?
Like they don't have this from off.
When the, there's plenty places when the Sfaradim say we're going to do like the Ramah. This is one of them. There are. I'm just waiting for someone to compile the sefer. You can make a list of tens, scores of places throughout Shulchan Aruch where the Sfaradim do like the Ramah too. Here would be a good place. Yeah, because what are you going to do? Afilu Rosh HaKnesses, sometimes the poskim are very practical. Someone asked me a shayla today, I don't know if I should say it publicly. Somebody asked me a shayla today, there is a potential problem when you have a lot of baked goods that were baked without a chiyuv challah and you put them on the same shelf in the freezer. There's a potential huge problem. There are English svarim on Hilchos Challah that say that they become mechuyev in challah. There's a thing called Tziruf Sal, and ostensibly it would see that they're right.
A shelf,
yeah. Especially if they're touching, if you cover it ever, or a bin in the freezer, a bin. Anyway, it's a huge potential problem, especially, the Post can talk about it ironically on Purim, when you're getting Shalach Monas from all over the place. And you like to put it together in a basket, it could become a chuyuv in challah. Anyway, so he asked me, like, he just found out about it, because it's in one of these English books. He said, it's just not workable. Like, you have cakes and cookies, and yeah, chuyuv in challah, and the challahs are there, and the challah I took off challah from. Like, so the maisa, there are later, the achreinim ameiko, the English books. Now, Achreinim Amekel, they have later Achreinim Poskin, the Menchas Yitzchok, the Tzitz Eliezer. You have like the say Heintegger, but they were Nifter already. You have the contemporary Poskin find Aitzes. So, like, you know why they found Aitzes? Because they have to, it's impossible, you can't. I said, for your reason. I said, I'm not going to tell you all the halakhic reasons, but I'll tell you the reasons they have Aitzes. It's because of your taina, because it's impossible. What? I don't know. You know, a principle is only necessary when the loan is due. Right? It's when the loan is due already. So you can always collect it before the end of Shemitah. People don't realize it. A principle only, Shemitah's Ksofen addresses chobos that are due already. If you have a little foresight, you'll collect them before it's chal.
Is the due afterwards?
Then it's not, it doesn't apply if the due afterwards. Right? What? No, it has to be technically due afterwards.
Say, but if the loan wasn't due until the day after
Tishrei, then there's no Shemitah.
There's also no Shemitah.
Right. So it's only if the loan is due. With a little foresight, you don't really need a principle. You just have to collect on your loans. I'm just saying, it's not an impossible situation. Realize that Shemitah is only on loans that are due and payable.
During what period?
The whole Shemitah Sofen takes 1 second. The last second before Shkia on the coming Rosh Hashanah. That's when it happens. It happens at that moment. We'll be having prosbols, don't worry.
If the loan's not due until Sukkot, there's no...
You want to have the most chosh of a bez... I'm going to get to you guys the most chosh of a bezin in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Just everybody...
Hey, sure. What?
Yeah. I hold that's the most chosh of a bezin in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's go. Anyway, what is my point? Sometimes the halacha actually is very pragmatic. Sometimes. So the Sfaradim do like the Ramah when they have to. That was my point. Siv Gimel. They do. In Hilchas Shabbos they do a lot of times. They also want Cholin. It's okay. There's a couple of... There's a list of things that they do like the Ramah. When Sif Gimel. Afila Rosh HaKnesset, so you have to listen to him on the radio Friday morning. Avadi Yosef's son.
He's done every day.
He's done every day. He's great, but he curses out the Ashkenazim. Who does he curse out the Ashkenazim? They don't know. He attacks the Ashkenazim, the psukim of the Ashkenazim. Okay, Siv Gimel. I feel what? He's very good. He's very good. Excellent.
49.
I feel Rosh HaKnesset Ochazin Lo Yikra Achiyom Lo Kra. You don't get your aliyah unless you're called up. You know, it's a kavod. So you can't take a kavod without being given the kavod. The Nagu Shashliach Tzibur, he means the Balkore. I wouldn't suggest trying it nowadays in any shul in the world, but technically he can do it. You know, he's sitting there laning for everyone else. The least he could have is his own aliyah. It's explained, you know, like, what do they care if he's the one that makes the bracha? He's laning anyway, so let him already make the bracha. And they bestowal would let him whenever he wants to because of that cheshbon. So when they made him the Balkare, they gave him permission to take whenever he wants an aliyah, but it's not true. I don't know. Hagol b'medina seilu einoyegin kain bein achazanoyle rakashah sagan, that would be the gabbai, what we call the gabbai, einoloy lalois abel einkareloy b'shmoy, we do that also. But there's no reason to call him up by his name because he's standing right there. In other words, it's not a formula the way we say it. Yamol, if the guy's standing there, what are you calling out his name? What are you saying Yamol for? Like, Yamol is the guy sitting. If you say Yamol, if the guy's standing there. Ain't Kodala Bishwaki Roshar Elam Shkornas Bishwam Plaini Bar Plaini. We say Ben. We don't say Bar. We say Ben. Or we say Breb. Ben Reb or Breb. Umisha, I by Zulman, they don't though. I see by Zulman, they go, Yamod, Shimon.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just say the first name.
Say Yamod Shlishi also.
All the newfangled, when I first came to the shul, one of the first things I did that people probably did not like. They used, you know, the shul was like really like a young Israel wannabe, right? When I first came to the shul, they had these things you give out, Shani, Shlishi, Ravi, and so stop it. It's a newfangled minig. It's a newfangled thing. Fish lump, if you give it out on Friday, and the guy's going to fulfill the halacha and prepare the laning, that I can understand. You tell a guy you're getting Ravi tomorrow, prepare. That I can understand. But to save time and to save, you know, you get an aliyah. Yamod, it's exciting. You get an aliyah, you get excited. What? You see how old it is. It's in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. It's in the Ramah. The word Reb, as opposed to just plain Sam. The Reb is a sign of respect, Reb. It's like Mister.
Doesn't it
attract?
It's
like Rav. If the person has smicha, you say Rav.
In our school, everyone has smicha with a Rav.
I don't know. I told them to call. They don't always. They don't do it. But I told them that everybody should be Reb. It's a sign of basic respect to a. In Jewish society, you say Reb is like Mister. You don't say John. You say Mr. Reb is like Mr. I told the Gabon to call everybody Reb. Smicha should be Rav. What do you want? They don't know who has Smicha. Someone's father has Smicha. How are they supposed to know? So when you give your name in, he has everybody's name. They should. Rav. I don't know if they do, so they should write their name down. I want to read you the Chazon Ish. Okay, we'll stop here and I'll read you a Chazon Ish. In the Igros Chazon Ish, I don't know what the context is. I don't know what the story is, but he wrote this letter to a judge in court. It says, L'shofek be'erkos. He wrote a judge the following letter. That Kvius, I don't know what the context was. Kvius Yuchsim B'Yisrael are, could be hukba by the way people are called up to the Torah. That we take it seriously, and you can tell from the way a person's called up to the Torah. He says, and he describes that they go to davening on Shabbos, and they read the Torah, and they call up, and it's loud, it's read loud, and everybody hears it, and it's done. Hato'arim, he writes, Nigbo'im b'kabdonis yaseira. Be very careful, you don't just say things. The inyonim adosiyim hayosa chamurim, even the more intense and heavy religious things, nismochim could rely al edus shel hatoarim hamishamshim beveis haknesses. So he says, l'moshel a koyin, that's very, he says a koyin, can't marry a grusha, etc., etc. V'chein beget, medaktik in lichtov diktuk shem hamagaresh, Lefi diktuk shmo shenikar bal Torah bebeis haknesses, kideizu b'shulchan aruch heaven ezusim in kuf chav tes sif yud ches. I can tell you that that's a very big kviyas shem, is the shem that a person gets called in the shul, and it's a very big deal. Many times people get called up to the Torah this way or that way, and they were given a different name by the bris, and they don't like that name, and they're called up differently. It creates big issues. Indeed, the way you're called up to the Torah is a very heavy factor in determining what a person's name is. V'chein shem Rav. I'm addressing your point now. V'chein shem Rav. Omorenu nikma b'beis haknesses b'kriyoso l'Torah. V'al yedei kriyoso l'Torah nikma lo shem Rav. Omorenu amongst the hamoinam, amongst the people. Because this is something that's done very publicly, and it's done carefully. It's not just... And this should be a Musa Haskel to Gabon. They shouldn't just throw out titles. The Chazon Ish writes, you can be Solnach on this, and this is the way people find out that someone has smicha or doesn't have smicha. V'adover mevuah b'yaredeya simen reish mem beis, if you dalit. That misha eino musmoch l'moreinu, that was the smicha, I guess, someone who didn't have smicha, can't give gittin or chalitzas. You can disregard a get that he was masad there, or a chalitza that he was masad there, and the determination would be how he's called up to the Torah. Chazon Ish writes in this letter, "V'hainu she'ein nikra l'sefer Torah b'shem Moreno, or what we call Harav." He says because he says calling Harav by the sefer Torah doesn't really prove anything. So in his days, I don't know. The Chazon Ish writes, someone with smicha was always called Moreno. But the Chazon Ish's point here is that it's taken very seriously, and you could bring halachic, it has halachic weight. We, I would say, do it differently. We say Reb for everybody. The way the Chazon Ish says, you're right, we say Rav for everybody. So I'm saying we say Reb for everybody. And we say Rav for someone who has smicha, where the Chazon Ish writes, they used to call such a person Moreno, someone with real smicha. But you see, you shouldn't be makvid. It shouldn't be cheap. Umisha kiddush isha al menashehu rav. So you look at how he's called up to the Torah. It has halachic weight. So you see, you should take these things very seriously. The Gabon should be careful.
In other words,
Bokhar is not Reb.
When
he puts on a talus. When he puts on a talus, when he feels, you know, I better start putting on a talus. No, I just made that up. But it's a good determination. When he puts on a talus, it means he feels, okay, I don't know if I'm ever getting married. I'm an old person already. I'm not like a little kid. I'm going to start wearing a talus by davening. Call him Rev from that point.